Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, HeartWorks, a nonprofit advancing therapies for congenital heart disease, or CHD, this week opened its world headquarters in Eau Claire. This milestone marks a bold expansion in CHD research, clinical manufacturing, and innovation with a vision to make the Midwest a hub for advancing care for the 1 in 100 families impacted by congenital heart disease. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. I had a chance to be at Thursday's ribbon cutting and news conference as a number of people from the Eau Claire area were on hand at the Sky Park for the debut of HeartWorks, as I mentioned, a nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing research and therapies for congenital heart disease. Founded in 2020, HeartWorks was created to build upon the groundbreaking work of the Todd and Karen Wanick Family Program for Hypoplastic Left Heart Syndrome, or HLHS, at Mayo Clinic. And in just 5 years, HeartWorks has grown rapidly in research, innovation, and impact, outpacing its Rochester, Minnesota space and prompting this bold next step, a facility designed to transform the heartland into the hub of CHD research and innovation. At Thursday's ribbon cutting, HeartWorks CEO and co-founder Tim Nelson answered the question, "You could be based anywhere in the world, why Eau Claire?"
Well, I like to say it's the power of the community. We work for a really cool community, a really important community of congenital heart disease. That's what drives us every day. We can't do what we do without that community. We can't do what we dream about doing next without you, the Eau Claire community. And let me just put one framework, and we can talk about this offline, but why is this community so important? Let me give you one framework. Who's heard of St. Jude's? Raise your hand. My mom's here. She made me do that St. Jude's bike-a-thon every year when I was a kid raising money for that organization. Everybody's heard of St. Jude's. What you don't realize is that kids like this are 5 times more common than pediatric cancer. Congenital heart disease is 5 times more common. The outcomes are twice as lethal for congenital heart disease than pediatric cancer. 5 times more common, twice as lethal, and yet nobody knows about HeartWorks. That's what you guys are going to change with us. So think of this, Eau Claire. What Memphis is to pediatric cancer, to St. Jude's, is what we're committed to making Eau Claire to HeartWorks to congenital heart disease.
Tim Nelson says,
"That's the grand vision. I get it. It's a grandiose vision. We can't do it alone. It requires all of us together to be able to make HeartWorks, the heartland of HeartWorks, here in the heartland, a mission to cure congenital heart disease. And we can do this, but it's going to take all of us working together. And I'm so appreciative of all of you coming here today to be part of that vision."
Here, Tim Nelson expresses sincere gratitude for UW-Eau Claire and Interim Chancellor Mike Carney.
"I'm here because of Mike Carney. I'm here because of Doug, Carmen, all the people I'm not seeing right now from the university that have given us a place, a community, to be able to move this forward faster. This community is dependent on the quality of the students and the university. We're here because we have access to the faculty and the students to bring people together and to do things that we can't do in other places, shall I say, Minnesota and Rochester and other places. We can do things here in Eau Claire that just simply can't be done. So it's not just because it's our home. It's not just because we love all of you. It's not because we have a community here. It's because the students and the quality of the students that get recruited to this university and the quality of the faculty that recruit those students is the glue for our community and is the backbone of what we're going to build off of at HeartWorks here in Eau Claire. So a big round of applause to the Chancellor and to the university."
HeartWorks President and Chief Operating Officer Matt Nelson, Tim's brother, says they started production of stem cells in November 2010.
"So we are 5,450 consecutive days into making the product that this facility is an expansion for. Okay, this facility is growth. This facility is expanding what we've been doing every day for the last 5,400 days plus. Okay. And we do that over in Rochester. And part of this facility is that it's redundant. Like, it takes 9 months to make this product. I've lost a lot of sleep in the last 15 years of a sprinkler going off in Rochester. And what do? Like, we need a second facility. It's a lot of work to operate a second facility. So thank you to the manufacturing and research and teams that are here that are now, you know, being forced to look at a second facility, not just Rochester, not just one place, and they're driving back and forth, and we tried to keep it close enough, but far enough, right? And there are good reasons that we picked Eau Claire, like Tim said, but I just need to give a shout out to our team that is now being asked to work in two places. So thank you to them. They've been doing it for a long, long time.
But maybe you're asking, just what does HeartWorks do? What does it mean that they rebuild hearts? Again, HeartWorks President and Chief Operating Officer Matt Nelson.
The bottom line is we take a chunk of skin. Sorry, I get excited. We take a chunk of skin from the back of somebody's arm. We bioengineer it. And the next thing you know, on one day, it's beating and contracting. We don't zap it. We don't give it any electricity. It starts just beating. And talk to the lab people about it. Like, it never gets old. It's unbelievable. Why do we do that? Because we're working for people that have weak hearts, and we believe if we can bioengineer heart muscle, we can make their weak heart stronger, right? That's what we do. We do it here. We do it in Rochester. Here's where we have all kinds of room to grow and do it way, way bigger than we ever have. When you do the tour, you're going to see we have this building broken out into four stages. Only the first stage is done. That first stage right now is being validated to show that we can make an equivalent product in that facility that we currently make in Rochester. The product we make in Rochester is a clinical grade product. Our people make it, and knowing as they make it, they know that that product has the potential being injected into a person's heart, okay? Right now we're validating that we can do that same quality product here. Once it's validated, we jump all the way down here to January 2026 on our timeline, and we will be doing clinical grade production of our bioengineered heart muscle in this facility in January. We will validate it by then.
After the initial comments before the gathered attendees at the ribbon cutting on Thursday at the new facility in the Sky Park area of Eau Claire, I had a personal one-on-one interview with HeartWorks President and Chief Operating Officer Matt Nelson. It began by asking when they began and what they've been up to.
Our original work started in 2010, and then HeartWorks was formed as a nonprofit in 2020.
And so you've been in Rochester, but now you're expanding to Eau Claire?
Correct. We've been in Rochester. Eau Claire's an expansion site. We need redundancy. We need a second facility for what we do, and we chose Eau Claire.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are both from Eau Claire?
Osseo.
Osseo, gotcha. And talk about what you've been up to in Rochester and now what this expansion means.
Yeah, so we are at our capacity in Rochester. So to be able to move the technology forward, we need to treat more patients in our clinical trials than what we're able to out of our capacity in Rochester. So this is expansion of our capacity so that we can grow our clinical trials.
And so you're excited about what this, it's a great opening here today.
Yeah, it's really nice. Really good turnout. A lot of energy in Eau Claire, and they're happy to have us, and we're happy to have Eau Claire.
One of the things that your brother said that made a lot of sense, made sense to people that are newcomers on this, is the idea that people know about St. Jude's, and so when you say five times as common as pediatric cancer, twice as lethal, I think everybody can understand that.
Yeah, no, you don't see congenital heart disease on people, right? Unfortunately, with cancer treatment, you can often see it and recognize it. You can't see congenital heart disease. You'll be standing next to somebody, you can't see it, and it's part of why it doesn't get the attention, because they live normal lives, but they need help. Right? They need help.
I asked Matt Nelson how many people they'll be employing at HeartWorks in Eau Claire.
So we only have the first of four stages built, and that stage will have about 12 new hires. We have five of them so far, and then we'll be expanding significantly beyond that, but we kind of take it a piece at a time.
The president and CEO of the Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce, David Miner, is understandably very excited about the arrival of HeartWorks in Eau Claire. Just another great, exciting expansion and development here in Eau Claire.
It truly is. Again, when you look at what happened, how this community has responded to what took place with the closure of the hospitals and that. But this is even one notch larger. When you look at the impact of what this company is going to have because of the other companies wanting to be next to Dr. Nelson and to HeartWorks because of what they're doing, there's a lot of opportunity for us to be bringing other research companies, production companies, things that it's just going to build upon everything else. Because they just told somebody, today, for most people, they will realize the impact 5 or 10 years from now. But they're going to look back at today and say, I was there. I remember when this company came to Eau Claire. For most people, think about this. This company really could and maybe should be almost anywhere else in the world. Mm-hmm. But they chose Eau Claire because of a lot of good reasons, but because of the community itself.
I mean, just hearing the idea of really attention-grabbing, that idea of what if Eau Claire became to pediatric cancer what St. Jude's is, you know, and to Memphis. I mean, wow.
Again, that's awareness. I don't think people understand what the numbers are when it comes to this heart disease issue compared to other things. So, yes, this, again, can be revolutionary in itself, but the impact it has here, I just think we're not going to know for many years to come, but it will be huge.
Does this at all, the development of the science building on campus, does that tie in at all?
I think it's part of it. The tie-in is the students he's going to have access to be able to use as interns, but then potentially even more importantly, to hire. So, again, they have somewhere, one, it's going to attract more students, and that cycle just could become self-fulfilling.
We all like win-win, but this could be win-win-win.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Again, what excites me the most is what's going to happen in the years to come. Mm-hmm. Today we know about it. It's exciting simply when you listen to Tim talk about We Grow Hearts, all of that. But what is this going to do to this community? And that's what I'm anxious to see.
And finally, longtime Eau Claire native Kim Way, for many years with the UW-Eau Claire Foundation, is also on the HeartWorks team as the Director of Development.
Talk about coming on board and the excitement here.
Well, you know, when I graduated from working at the university, I had the opportunity to come and join the HeartWorks team. It's a nonprofit, and while we get tremendous support from the Wanick family, we also have a gap from fundraising. So an opportunity to tell this story, and I was so motivated by the mission, to think about as a parent, of having a child with congenital heart disease, and when they're born, I mean, before they're born, they get diagnosed, and to think about that immediate, they immediately have surgeries, and that's what children are facing, and there's no cure. And so to be able to be a part of this project that will eventually be building hearts and curing congenital heart disease. And the other really, I think, important thing to know about this project is every development that has been in medical development that has been done to treat heart disease in adults, echocardiograms, minimally invasive surgeries, all of those things, all got their start by doctors who were treating children with congenital heart disease. So if you think about it, everything that we're looking to do to help children with congenital heart disease can eventually be adapted to help adults. So someday we hope to be in a situation where there is no broken hearts. There are no broken hearts.
Yeah. No, it's really exciting. And in terms of, it just really grabbed me. I mean, just knowing a little bit about this, what is the lifespan? I mean, what is the expected life for someone who has a child who has congenital heart disease?
Well, 1 in 100 children who are born today have congenital heart disease. Half of them, may not live till the age of 5. And so, they have to have these surgeries. And then it's a series of 3 surgeries. And once they have the 3rd surgery, basically they go home and they're just hoping, because there's nothing else that can be done for them. Until a heart transplant would be the next outcome if they qualify for a heart transplant. So, we need to work quickly because we have to create better outcomes and better futures.
Yeah. Just a couple more questions. I mean, just really captured by Tim's example of St. Jude. Everybody's heard of St. Jude's, pediatric cancer. Everybody loves what they do and says this is 5 times more common, twice as lethal. I could cry. I mean, and so it just pulls you into something that you largely don't think about.
Oh, totally. I mean, I really didn't know much about this until I'd met Tim a few years ago with his work with Mayo and the partnership with the university, and that's when I first learned about it. But I've had the opportunity to meet families. There's a family just left that their child has, it's called hypoplastic left heart syndrome, and he's missing half his heart. And he is the most adorable little guy. He's had two surgeries. His next one will be when he's old, when he's about three. But when you meet these families, and we have families all over the United States that are working very vigorously to raise money. They do a lot of projects and fundraising activities to contribute money to support the work that we're doing. And they're you know, it's not just passion. I mean, this is their lives. And so when you get a chance to meet some of these families and what they're, you know, wanting for us to accomplish and the hope that they have in the work that we're doing, you know, it's like failure simply isn't an option. And so what I love about working with Tim is that, you know, whenever there's a challenge or something, he says, you know, we have to think about what would Cora want, or, you know, what would Gabrielle want, you know, and that's what we have to be thinking about, is we work for them. And that's the thing that motivates us tremendously.
Kim Way, Director of Development for HeartWorks in Eau Claire, opening their world headquarters this week, says her development goal is $5 to $10 million a year for the nonprofit. Again, the headquarters for HeartWorks in Eau Claire, designed to manufacturing, expand capacity for groundbreaking clinical trials, research and discovery, advance innovation in cell therapy and congenital heart disease care, marketing and events, strengthen the CHD community and raise awareness and resource development, empower donors, volunteers, and partners to make an impact. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us, the preceding a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.